This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's going down, baby? That's what we used to say in the 70s in the hood. What's going down, baby? And it meant, what's shaking? What's popping? Which you white folks are still going, what's he mean? Hey, Bill, tell me, what is Kevin Jackson saying right now on the show? What's going down? What's shaking? What's popping? Oh, boy. Just means what's up. But it could mean what's about to go down. Like, you know, what are we going to get into? Anyway, you know what's going down in America, folks. Your 401k is going down. Your morale is going down. But let me tell you what's already gone down and what the left has tried to take down. The left has tried to take down your love of the country, your love of family, your love of God, your love of a higher authority, your love of a moral or, you know, a morality. That's what they have been trying to take down. Welcome to the program. Kevin Jackson's here listening to What's Going Down, Baby? A lot of you guys remember those days back in the big afros and the dashikis and the bell-bottom jeans and the platform shoes and all that when black folks were just starting to come out of the 60s and starting to realize that we couldn't be oppressed. I know you white folks are out there going, Kevin, why are you giving us a lesson about black people? Because I'm giving you a lesson about America. America was evolving, and it continues to evolve. The problem is the left's evolution of the country has taken us way back. I have a thing I talk about. It's essentially a repeat of the 1860s. 1860s and slavery and what we're experiencing today is really no different. I forget what I titled that speech. Really good speech. I'll have to redust it off. Anyway, again, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you do get a chance to go to the website, go check out our store. And I will tell you this. Get something from there because our message is in there. And if you believe in this message, wear it. Make it your coffee. Make it your hat. Golf with your friends. Get them to ask about it. I had some friends once. They said, Kevin, we're going to wrap our truck with your brand on, have people asking questions, and I've lost touch with them. I hope they're still okay. Hope they're okay because, you know, it's been a long time. But, you know, that's the message. The message is unapologetically American. That's the message. Our message is getting rid of identity politics. I don't care about you white or black. I think it's fun to talk about these issues. I think you do too. I think that's why you white folks show up. Y'all like, hey, Kevin, man, you talk about white people. I like hearing Kevin talk about white people. And all of you talk like that, by the way. All you white folks talk like that. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Oh, my goodness. Hey, I've asked you what's going down, but let me ask you this. What's going up, baby? Huh? Look, what's going up under Biden? If you want to know what's going up, I got a few things for you. Interest rates? Yeah, you want to begin with that? Interest rates. So bad. Look, they can't keep even when they go down, they're still going to be bad. And they're doing everything they can to push them down. Think about this. They've been working on interest rates now for months. Supply chain issues for months. They can't figure it out. Why can't they figure it out? Because they have a brain dead moron in office. They have people that don't understand policy. They have people that have never been in a real business for themselves. You want to know what the people in Congress have done for business? Lobbyists. You know, they've worked in government most of their lives. Most of the businesses that they've run, they put their finger on the scale. So they think they're successful at business. It reminds me of that show Schitt's Creek where the kid, they tell the son, they go, he says, I've run successful businesses. And they go, nope. And he's, well, what about when I did this in my art? Now, listen, the parents had always bought his businesses. When he did it, when he was an artist and he had a gallery, they were buying all his art. when he had a clothing store, whatever, they were buying all his clothes. They were making him think he was a good business person. That's what leftism is. Leftism makes people think they're good at something, but all they can do is they fix it. See, we have to be good. Be glad that conservatives exist. If you're a lefty or a former lefty, you've learned this lesson, or you will learn it. Be glad conservatives exist, because we go make stuff work for real. We make products and have services that people need, because it comes out of invention, a necessity of invention. We go do something and go, that's pretty tough to do. I could figure out a better way to do that. And we do it. And we're proudly ready to do it, because we are capitalists, unavowed capitalists, unabashed capitalists, unavowed, unabashed, unashamed capitalists. I tell people all the time, I want to invent something that makes a ton of money. I hope I do. I deserve it. So do you. And because we invent great ideas as capitalists, right now the reason why people donate to me is because I invent great ideas to push back against these knuckleheads at the left, on the left. That's why we do this. We do it because we have to be innovative in how we're going to war. I am making war machines. That's it. I manufacture war machines with words. I give you the words to go out and fight this battle. Anyway, let's continue to talk about what's gone up. Interest rates, illegal immigrants went from 2,000 a week back to 52,000 a week, because Joe Biden doesn't have the sense to implement a good immigration policy like Trump did. First, leave them in Mexico. What's he do? He fights in court to not have to do that. And what's going on now? Well, Joe Biden's got to build a fence line along Yuma, Arizona, along the southern border in Arizona, because that's one of the big spots where they're coming in. What else is going up? Energy, fuel cost, way up. What does Joe Biden do? He completely obliterates Trump's policy that had us completely independent on energy. $2.50 a gallon gas, and now we're paying $5-6, whatever you're paying. Yeah, it's come down a little bit, but not enough to even come close to what Trump did. Well, no, what else is going up? Your blood pressure, because you have fear of the unknown. And every time you turn around, the Democrats instill more fear. Fear of you getting your butt kicked when you go into the cities with BLM. Fear of, are you going to have a good job? Fear of, why are you running through your savings and these guys are acting like that's a good idea? And if you're really looking at what's going up, what about these refugees? We haven't even talked, the left won't even talk about the Ukrainians anymore. Them getting their butts kicked and being displaced all over the world. How many is it now? Remember when they used to give you the numbers of Wu Flu? They don't give you the numbers about the people that have been displaced in the world, which has gone up under Biden. And speaking of Wu Flu, are you concerned about death by Wu Flu? They keep sounding the alarm bell on that. We got a lot more to look at, folks. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys remember that song? What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Lisa loved that song when I was a kid. Spinning wheel. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, what goes up must come down. Well, I wish somebody would tell Biden that. Oh, my goodness. What have I told you? What's gone? I just went through all the litany of things that have gone up, and I bet you could add to the list. Yes, I ended with death by Wu flu. You know, looking at these stats, the fear. I was talking about fear when I was talking about fear of Wu flu and death by Wu flu. But the number of refugees gone up because of Ukraine and other areas of the world, hot spots in the world, it hasn't changed. We haven't fixed anything. Leftists talk about, we've got the United Nations. The United Nations is presiding over more wars than ever. More people displaced in the history of man, and they do nothing. UN does nothing. More people dying of disease and pestilence than at any time, practically at any time, I mean, outside of major plagues. I'm talking about people, we're supposed to be solving medical problems. We're not. We have opioid crises that are being created by the pharmaceutical industry. They are building their own victims so you can keep having to take all these stupid drugs. And guess what? The government, like, keep making those drugs. Let's make them, just get to get them to the point where they're zombies. Zombies controlled by chemicals. Good people get controlled by products that these scientists know are going to make them addicted. And it takes a lot to get off of this stuff. And then that leads to crime, because now suddenly, you know, you're like, we got a nation of crackheads all going into the ER going, oh, my finger hurts. Can you give me some heroin? So, and look, this isn't isolated to the ghetto. This is all over the place. See, it's one thing when bad conditions brew bad things. It's another when life can be normal. You could be a suburban housewife, a soccer mom, get in a wreck or something, hurt your back, take a couple of pills, the next thing you know, you're a crackhead. You're out there trying to, you know, I'll do this for $10, you know, and I ain't going to say what you'll do, but you know what I mean. You're getting the point. So this is what leads to things, and the government loves it. They love the chaos. Let's see if we can get the soccer moms out there turning tricks. Get the PTA. Listen, meet me in the bathroom and have your $20. Jeez. This is orchestrated chaos. And that's why people, I tell you all the time, Kevin, take an aspirin. I ain't taking no aspirin. It's laced with Chinese fentanyl. Y'all ain't gonna try to kill me. No. You're not gonna, look at my producers. Do you guys take aspirins? In a little bit of pain, I'll take a Tylenol, I'll take ibuprofen. No! Your body will adjust. It will adjust. I'm just convinced of this. You're not going to get me. Anyway, the other thing that's gone up, crime. Crime has gone overall. Get this. I'm going to read this. Overall crime, index crime increased by 36.5% in March of 2022 compared to the same period a year ago. So this is the overall index. They look at all crime. It's up 36.5%. It's tracking with inflation. Isn't it funny how crime stats tend to go with bad economy? Oh, but that's right, Kev. That's right. Kev, slow your roll. We're not in an recession. So what? We've had two down periods of GDP. What you trying to talk about, boy? Not up in here. So, yeah, we're in a recession. Prices have gone up X percentage. And guess what? Crime's rising X percentage. Crime is rising with the percentage of lunacy of leftism. It's in direct proportion. The crazier Biden gets, the crazier the numbers get. You want to know what drove the increase in crime from year over year, March to March? And by the way, they can't track it. They're behind with tracking statistics. So soon we'll get June's, because they do it by quarter. A total driven, they say, by a 59.4% increase in grand larceny auto. I wonder why they're stealing so many cars. And what did I tell you guys the other day? I said, The used car industry is going to tank once all these electric vehicles are filling up these salvage yards. Because these cars aren't going to die because they've been in wrecks or things like that. They're going to get salvaged because they're batteries. The battery cost is too much. That car can outlive its usefulness. It could have been driven 250,000 miles. I don't know if it'll last that long on a battery. But whatever it is, when it goes to the junkyard, people will come look at it and they'll see all these beautiful electric cars. And the guy will be like, I'll tell you what, you give me $1,000 for this Tesla. I'll let you walk out here with that Tesla. And they go, no, I ain't going to pay $30,000 for a battery. But they're ruining it. Anyway, 59, almost 60% increase in grand larceny auto, a 48.4% increase in robbery. Do you think they're including the smash and grabs and the stuff from the grocery stores? And then here's the other one, a 40.5% increase in grand larceny. And you know they didn't include Congress in that number. That number would have been well over 60%. Those stats, by the way, were just New York City. Not the overall crime. Let me give you, here's what the overall crime rate increase was, in change per capita 2022. Overall violent crime up 12%. This is nationwide here. Murder and manslaughter up 26%. If you got an uptick in something so violent, you'd think we'd go to work on it, right? Rape up 38%. By the way, one of the least reported crimes, up 38%. Robbery, down 23% is what they say. You believe that? You believe robbery is down? Not the case. They got the June statistics, which I didn't know if they were out yet, in New York City. And the murder rate dropped. The rape went up. Robbery went up, well, just so you know, rape went up 3%. Robbery went up 31.6%. And felonious assault went up 17.3%. They did get the murder rate down. But that's it. And by the way, this is every major city in the country. So as I said, what goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talk about your troubles, it's a crying shame. Is it a crying sin? I forget the words. Y'all know the words? Y'all out there singing it with me? Man, so look, we're in a state of turmoil that we've got to take advantage of. You've got to go out there and talk about this stuff. You got to let people know. When you're talking to your friends that live in the city, if they live in the suburb of a big city, say, hey, just out of curiosity, how's the crime in the city? Get them to talk about it. And especially if they're part of it. Or do even better, bring up the inflation rate. Bring up all the things that, hey, by the way, Bill, are we still going to be buying that boat this year? Yes, antagonize them.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of job openings is down for the third straight month, and yet another sign the labor market is cooling. The Labor Department saying job openings fell to 10.7 million in June, its lowest level since last fall. The biggest declines were in retail and wholesale trade, followed by state and local government education. The number of people who quit their jobs in June fell slightly. The governor of Texas is inviting the mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. to see the situation at the southern border for themselves. In a letter to Eric Adams and Muriel Bowser, Republican Greg Abbott said Texas has spent more than $3 billion over the last 18 months addressing the situation. Both mayors are complaining about illegal immigrants being bused from Texas to their cities. This is USA Radio News. Amid threats from China, Taiwan has a high-profile visitor from the United States.
Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan has begun as a speaker arrived in Taiwan Tuesday night local time. Pelosi and her delegation disembarked from a U.S. Air Force transport plane at Songshan Airport in downtown Taipei and were greeted by Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and Sandra Ouderkirk, the top U.S. representative in Taiwan. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A top FEMA official will now be leading the White House's monkeypox response team. Robert Fenton now has the title of White House National Monkeypox Response Coordinator. Fenton previously served as FEMA's acting administrator twice. The first confirmed case of monkeypox in the United States came on May 18th. Monkeypox is a viral disease that occurs mostly in Central and Western Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I admire the left for their fake news narratives regarding lawbreakers. In other words, the left will protect people breaking the law. No, I mean, they don't even care. As I said in the speech, many speeches, the left will get people off of death row but want to kill babies. I mean, they are the most sick animal on the planet. They are the animal that, and I don't mean any disrespect, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea, but they're the type of animal you see them do things and you go, you got to put that animal down. They're idiots. And one poster child for leftism involves a father of eight who got deported. And here's how what the NBC in Los Angeles said. A family with eight American children who were living in squalor in a car in Tijuana say they are victims of deportation. Now, I'm sure you caught the language, victims of deportation. And what about the description of the anchor babies, or what this article declares are, quote, American children? Not surprisingly, folks, we aren't even told that the father of the family entered America illegally, though you likely surmise that just because they were deported. Worse, folks, here's what gets me. This man fathered eight children in America, clearly taking advantage of the leftist interpretation of the 14th Amendment, which allows for these illegal anchor babies to be dropped here. You don't become a citizen of a country just because you're born in that country, and I'll get back to that. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, bringing you real truth, raw truth. Truth, I don't care how you look at it. And look, we could very well be leaving, be forced to leave America for some reason because leftists finally take over and learn how to cheat even better than they already did in 2020. And I will tell you, I still won't be breaking laws of another country. I'll wait my turn. I'll spend the time. Oh, it takes too long on the legal system. Well, it takes a long time on the legal system because it's freaking worth it. It takes a long time. It takes hard work and study to get into the Ivy League schools. Most people don't make it into professional sports. A lot of people don't get to do the jobs that they want to do because it takes time, it takes effort, it takes grit, it takes persistence. When did all that go away? Let's just make it all easy. Look, I'm not trying to, I'm no philosopher in the sense of making things easy, but I believe this, and I believe it wholeheartedly, and I know that there have been many thought leaders on this subject. You don't learn things when it's too easy. You learn things when it comes from strife. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, I want to be Sisyphus pushing a rock up and down the hill, watch it roll back down. But what it does mean is I understand that to have a belly that misses a meal makes me not want to be hungry. I learn from strife, and it starts with little things. A baby falling over and over and over and over and crying when they fall. What have you done that you started? Man, I could tell you stories of my youngest son. I would say, we're going to study this subject. And he's crying the entire time. And I'm like, get over it. You're going to learn calculus in the fifth grade. And you people are listening going, why are you doing this? I'm doing this because I'll tell you this quick story. In the eighth grade or whatever, I think it was the eighth grade, when we went through the COVID year and I learned that they weren't teaching my kid Jack. And I said, no, you're going to start studying and getting, you're going to go much more deeper into these subjects than they are. And then they got back his ninth year and the teacher gave him a pop quiz to find out where they were in math. And my son looked at it and went, oh, initially like, oh, shoot, what's this? But then he recognized that he knew it. And in recognizing that he knew it, he worked the test and he aced it. And he comes home to, how proudly, hey, Dad, you gave us a pop quiz in math. I said, how'd you do? He said, I aced it. I went, really? He goes, yeah. And he goes, by the way, there were a lot of kids crying in the class. Four kids started crying because they didn't know it. And I said, do you remember where you were crying? And he got that little wry smile. Yeah, you cried in private. You cried at home. You cried under the tutelage of your father. You didn't have to cry publicly. And oh, by the way, how did it feel to know it? And he said, good. I said, no, it felt great. I know how it feels. Why do you think I'm doing this? I want you not to feel that pain. That's why we're tough on you. You learn from strife, folks. You don't learn when it's easy. If it's easy, you know it. To some people, some things come easier for them than it do for you. So what? They're fine. If they don't take advantage of it and say, you know, while this is easier, I still need to work at it. That's when you get into the genius. Anyway, getting back to this. I'd love for leftists to tell me exactly how many children Americans should tolerate for somebody to come over here, jump across the border illegally, and start dropping these so-called anchor babies. How many can they have? Oh, Kevin, they're all American citizens. No, you're wrong. None of them are American citizens. What makes a child born on American soil by foreigners, particularly criminal foreigners, legitimate Americans? Please explain it to me, because I would like to know if I can go anywhere in the world and just proclaim my citizenship of my kids because I dropped one of them in that, not drop trial, I was using the bathroom, because I dropped one of those kids in that country. Oh, Kevin, such and such lets you kids be citizens. Yeah, you want to know why? Because nobody wants to live there. I'm sure I could become the citizen of Somalia if I drop the kid there. Oh, Kevin, you could your child could be Somalian. No, thanks. It's okay. I don't have any need for dual citizenship in any country in Africa, any country in Europe, any country in Asia. I'm proudly American. It makes no sense on any level. And anyone who would call that a child born in that, you know, who would give somebody, quote, citizenship under those circumstances is because you know you live in a crap hole country. I'm going to clean it up for radio. That's the only reason why you would do it. Don't play games with me. You got to come correct up in here, baby. Anyway, the story continues. Neighbors reported the car in the Libertad neighborhood where the family took refuge from the sun and tried to stay united despite the economic difficulties resulting from deportation. Economic difficulties, yeah. I was deported. They came here to be with me, the children. And the thing is, we were with an aunt who we are no longer able to stay there. Jesus Noriega, the father of 8-2 Telemundo. So get this, folks. It's America's fault when a man enters a country illegally, remains here for quite some time, long enough that he manages to have 8 children in our country. So he's been here at least 8 years, likely more. At what level of care, did he provide for these kids while he was here? Well, I'll tell you what. He's such a good parent, he needed to live with an aunt in order to keep his family together. And let's not forget the American taxpayer who covered the brunt of his costs, because those kids were school age. You can guarantee they went to the doctor. They were certainly driving on our roads, probably on welfare of some sort. Who knows? Which brings me to this. What about Mexican charity? Has anybody challenged Mexico on their charity when these people are stuck there? What are you doing for them? We give you a lot of money. They said residents in the area could hardly believe the condition in which these 8 children live with their parents, who confirmed that they lived in the small car for 3 weeks. There were a lot of clothes, a lot of things inside, and the 2 people, mom and dad, were asleep. The children were not. The children were playing inside the car, said Alejandro Aguilar, a worker in the Libertad neighborhood. I want to know what kind of car they had. Was this a Partridge Family van? Because holy crap, 8 kids in a car playing while, quote, the parents slept. Even those who passed by, they said, tried to help them because they saw how dirty the car was. I went to a store and bought soda, but when I got back, the car was gone, Alejandro Aguilar said. Meanwhile, organizations such as El Desayunador, Saliciando, which serves about 800 breakfasts in Tijuana to homeless and migrant people, highlighted seeing an increase in their facilities, many of them American. Really? Americans, huh? No, many of them are illegal Mexicans who came over, had their babies, and then got deported and wanted to keep their families together, and good for them. Kudos to this dude for saying, you know what, I'm going to bring the whole family with me. But not kudos for breaking our laws. He said, perhaps by keeping the family together, they ended up in the street. Because from what we understand is that they were united. Yes, they did not want to separate. Good! Good. I'm glad they didn't want to separate. But you're a better parent if you do things legally. Do it the right way. And don't let these lefties try to entice you to do stupid stuff. We'll be back, folks. Gotta leave it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My producer's like, Kev, you tough on these illegals. Yeah, I'm tough on illegals. We have a legal system that people have gotten in line to be a part of. We have a country that everybody in the world wants to come to. We can't take everybody. We have to be selected. By the way, go look at New Zealand's, the way to get into New Zealand. How tough it is. Go look at Mexico. How tough it is to get into Mexico. We're one of the only countries who gets held to some higher standard when it comes to bringing people in.
Not only do we bring people in, we have the best welfare in the friggin' world. We have the best education system when it's done correctly. We have the best healthcare system when it's done correctly. If you're utilizing the education system right, it's the best in the world. If you utilize all of it is the best in the world. They criticize our criminal justices. They criminalize all these different systems. The piece to be criticized, I can almost guarantee you, is always run by leftists. You want to look at school problems in education? There's no problem in conservative education in America. Zero. We are the best education in the world. The problem is when leftists get involved in education. You want to look at criminal justice. There's no problem in a criminal justice system when it's run by conservatives. We're strict. Obey the law. And you don't have to go to jail. And, you know, but we're not going to do frivolous nonsense. I mean, I know there's some. Kevin, there are a lot of people on dope because of conservatives or whatever else. No, there are a lot of people in prison on dope because leftists know if you put dope in black communities, it's an easy way to go imprison them. Same with guns. Leftists are what corrupt these things. Conservatives would easily at some point look at a dope charge and go, you know what? Dude was smoking a reefer and you're going to give him 20 years? No. We don't want him to. Look, I don't know how you feel about dope. I don't use it. But I don't care if you do, because it has nothing to do with me. As long as you're not committing a crime to get your dope or mix your dope, I don't care. If you want to mix meth and your teeth rot out and you eventually blow up yourself in your lab, don't get mad at me. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. And look, we can agree to disagree on some of this stuff. I don't care. You know, but I don't. Dope's not my issue. A lot of these things, LGBT, I'm not going to get caught up in that stuff. I'm staunchly conservative, but I'm staunchly libertarian in the sense that I'm not going to bit more tell you what to do with your life or your body than the man on the moon. Even a pregnant woman, I can't tell her what to do. But what I will tell her is it is not just her body when she becomes pregnant. And if you don't realize that, shame on you. But that's a fact. Now, what you do with that baby inside of you is your business. I hope you do the right thing. I hope you recognize who you are. You're the cradle of civilization. Act like it. Anyway, let me give you the data on media engagement. It's great for guys like me because I'm not media. I'm opinion. But the data on media engagement should disturb the left because their own people are tuning out. Now, understand, we, the conservatives, we are far more engaged in media, in media than leftists. And this is historically true. But now the numbers have to be far greater. Conservatives keep up with the news because we like to be informed. Information is power. You can't act when you're in the dark. But leftists act emotionally, so they don't really need facts. So let me give you a few data points to kind of back up what I'm saying, because it might be a little bit confusing. This is from Axios. They said engagement with news content has plunged during the first half of this year compared to the first half of 2021. And in some cases, has fallen below pre-pandemic levels. Now, why did they write? Why it matters. Americans have grown exhausted from the constant barrage of bad headlines that have replaced Trump-era crises, scandals, and tweets. I don't know that I agree with that necessarily, but I do plan to dig into it a little bit. Second, they say the big picture, the level of news consumption in 2021 took a nosedive following historic highs in 2020. Despite a slew of stories, readers have retrenched further in 2022. That is more a testament to Trump leaving the political scene on the left and now focusing mostly on conservatism. So with Trump, Truth Social, and all the other news outlets that conservatives have, some of us are seeing a bit of growth there. Not everybody. I'd love to tell you that on my radio show and our blog and all that is doing really, really so much better. Not necessarily. But I do believe that there has been a pretty big shift away from the leftist media and to more right-thinking news and radio shows. Now, the suppression, I'm not blaming you guys. I think that the market is out there for me, no question. I think the suppression of social media continues to linger, and that's what keeps us down. Anyway, they go on, they said, the war in Ukraine, a series of deadly mass shootings, the January 6 hearings, and a Supreme Court revocation of abortion rights haven't been able to capture the same level of attention spurred by the onset of the pandemic and the 2020 election. And I think the real issue here is people finally realize that the leftists are nothing but a bunch of liars. And the reason I say that is because bad news does get your attention. If you find out there was a shooting in a mall, what was that about? If you found out there was a big wreck of X number of people, whether it was snow-related or, you know, alcohol-related or whatever, it's like, ooh. So you do gravitate to it. They've proven good news doesn't bring as much, people as bad news. But I think what's happening is people, and this is just my suspicion, people finally realize that the news is lies. It's fabricated. It's not real. So it goes on to say engagement with news content across all platforms declined significantly in the first half of 2022. Cable viewership across three major cable news networks, CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, is on average down 19% in prime time for the first half of this year compared to the first half of 2021. Those losses skew heavily towards CNN, MSNBC, down 47% and 33% respectively. Fox's ratings are up 12% in that six-month span. Now, we can argue about what's going on. Here's what I'll tell you. First of all, Fox News took a major hit previously and is still reeling from it. But because it still remains kind of the only game in town, a lot of the people who left, those 47% and 33% drop from the other cable channels, are saying, you know what? Let's go look and see what the other side is saying. They're starting to realize maybe Fox wasn't the Antichrist that the other news networks have been trying to make them out to be. Now, that's one of my theories. I do believe Fox, and I told people, Fox has been on a decline, a steady decline for quite some time. And they're going to ride a little bit of a dip up because of the realization that the other side is really, really fake. But Fox has blown it in so many areas. One, in firing good people. If Fox had any guts, they would admit they fired me for the wrong reason. If you want to fire me because I don't bring the people or I'm not prepared or something like that, that's one thing. But you fire me over a tweet that happens to be true because the Kavanaugh accusers are and still are, they were at the time and still are and will always be lying skanks until they repent. Anyway, they go on. News app season for the 12 mainstream most trafficked publishers dropped 16% in the first half. So all of these apps that these guys started, you know, news, various news apps, Fox News has its own app. CNN's got its own app. They all dropped 16% in the first quarter of 2022. And these are relatively new. So they didn't have a whole lot of traffic to begin with. They go on. Websites for the top five news websites in the U.S. by unique visits tracked by SimilarWeb dropped 18% in the first half of 2022. And keep in mind, we have lots of stuff to be talking about. Let me tell you how these guys could easily fix their problem. I'm going to give you, because I like to give you solutions. You want to know how every one of these networks, every one of these things I've talked about, apps, all of them could easily fix their problems? If they covered Hunter Biden legitimately. If they covered Hunter Biden legitimately, their news would spike. You can bet this. If they were covering Trump's kids and Trump as the big guy and all this stuff that the Biden family has done, their news would be through the roof. I tell my team all the time, are we suppressed on social media? Absolutely. Write a story. Can you imagine if I put a fake news story up that says Hillary Clinton near death? I guarantee you, I would get so much traffic, my team would go, what happened? I'd say, it's something people have an interest in. We have to find those interests.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.